This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Anthropologists think the Bushmen of the Kalahari Desert in southern Africa are the oldest human community in the world. They may not endure much longer, at least not as they have. On his latest National Geographic radio expedition, NPR's Alex Chadwick learned that the Bushmen of the Kalahari are being forced off the land they have roamed as nomads for at least 20,000 years.
This doesn't sound like desert. It's not even Africa. But there is a Kalahari Bushman watching slow waves flop ashore at Paradise Cove in Malibu, California.
That's my first time to come to the ocean. Nothing looks very lovely.
Jumanda Khelabone from Botswana leaves his shoes above the waterline for his first ever wade in the ocean.
I usually see this on television, seeing people playing on the sea, all this thing. So it's very nice for me to be here and to feel sun from the water itself.
A long way from the Kalahari.
A long way to the Kalahari.
They've had a long ride in airplanes. I've promised the Bushmen a hike in the dramatic mountain-to-sea terrain around Los Angeles. And so we leave the shore.
We just brought the Kalahari Bushmen up here in the Santa Monica Mountains, a couple of miles up from the beach, to a place called Nicholas Flat. It's a meadow kind of area way up on the top of these mountains.
This is a couple of weeks ago. The Bushmen beginning a pilgrimage to seek help across the U.S. They are fighting the government of Botswana, and for now, they're losing. Roy Sasana, a Bushman elder, with Jumanda serving as interpreter.
The government is evicting us from our land, and they say that it's only because that place is a game reserve. It's only for game.
It's a game reserve, and so only animals can live there, no people.
Yeah, no people. The government is just trying to evict them from that land and use it for business, for income, for tourist income and even mining companies.
They have lived for thousands of years in an area that is now Botswana's Central Kalahari Game Reserve. But in the last several years, most have been moved outside the reserve boundaries, voluntarily. The government says. In a telephone interview last week, Botswana's ambassador to the U.S., Lapolagang Cesar Lakoa, told me that the 2,000 or so Bushmen in the enormous region had already given up their traditional nomadic ways and were living in settlements, not allowed in the reserve. Also, the Bushmen hunt with guns now and chase game with trucks and dogs, he said. Modern Bushmen would overwhelm the Kalahari's fragile ecology of scarcity. The Bushmen say their culture has survived so long exactly because they are careful hunters. They can live in balance. The U.S. State Department says the Bushmen have been forced off their ancestral land. Human rights groups say Botswana really cares about diamond deposits in the Kalahari. The Botswana government says those sites aren't that valuable. Even if they were, it wouldn't make sense to kick out potential mine workers. But the beginning of efforts to remove the Bushmen about 15 years ago did coincide with diamond explorations in the area. Botswana has the richest diamond mines in the world. British journalist Rupert Isaacson is the author of The Healing Land, a book about the Kalahari Bushmen.
They're aware that this is a very important part of the Botswana economy. They just don't want to be dispossessed, and they want to be part of the decision-making process.
Rupert is with the Bushmen on their U.S. journey now. They'll be at the National Press Club in Washington on Friday. They're going to the U.N. next week, Rupert says, talking about the legal case they are bringing back in Botswana.
Unfortunately, the lawyers for the Bushmen exist completely on donor money. They're busy scrambling for money right now.
And that is the help that the Bushmen are looking for here. Fundraising. High above the Pacific Ocean, up here on Nicholas Flat, the late summer meadow grass is brown and wilted. the bushmen pause on our hike, examining the dust dry trail. They are comfortable outdoors anywhere. My father taught me to hunt, says Roy Sasana. He learned to kill a lion with a spear because he had to, and there are still many lions in the Kalahari. And I wonder, who really wants to keep these old ways?
Maybe it would be better for the bushmen to not be hunting and gathering, but to have jobs, to maybe, if there were mines there or tourists, to get money, because it would be a hard life to be a bushman, wouldn't it?
Bushmen's life nowadays is difficult because someone have made it to be difficult. By that time when they were by their own, their life was not difficult and it was not hard.
When the bushmen lived by themselves.
Yes.
Hard to kill a lion with a spear.
You have to be good at aiming.
With the bushmen from Botswana are two others from South Africa. For moral support and encouragement, they too had a land claim against their government, and to the shock of practically everybody, 5 years ago, they won that case. One of the South Africans wanders off by himself for a moment. His name is Fetke, like fat cat, but no fat cat lives like a bushman. They're all lean. Fetke settles in the shade and gazes off to some place very far away. There's a bird calling nearby. Fetke answers.
Fetke's calling the birds. See, it's coming closer.
That's another interpreter, Fetke's South African wife, Belinda Kriper. In a day I spent with a bushman, Fetke hardly spoke, and he often looked out of place. But now, on the trail, he begins speaking to the microphone spontaneously and then waiting for Belinda to follow in English.
Susie was sitting under the tree where we just spotted him.
Kijking, affair so dear.
Watching nature, just watching.
As ek in daai bos kom daar gaan aan ander kant 'n poort uit, maar dit lyk nooit dit gaan hier aan nie.
He says if we could just be in the bush, in the veld.
Daar is my baie beter daar.
He is better off in the bush.
Ek kan jag, ek kan rag, ek
kan hunt, ek kan be happy and just be himself.
Fetke is a hunter and an artist. The South African bushmen have land rights now. On their land, he wants to build a museum, a place to show the bushmen have a real culture. They need help with this, too.
He says because of circumstances, can't hunt his game anymore. He has to hunt money now.
This is the dilemma for bushmen. Skilled as they are in desert survival, they must now discover if the earliest human traditions can prevail in modern courts. In South Africa, they found a way. In Botswana, they're still trying. For Radio Expeditions, this is Alex Chadwick.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR and the National Geographic Society. Photos of the hike and details of the Bushmen's legal battle are at npr.org.